News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
70 minutes past 8, Donald Trump has fired off a number of conflicting messages over the possibility of US involvement in attacks against Iran. He hinted he had the ability to kill the Iranian supreme leader, but assured the world he wouldn't, then demanded Tehran's unconditional surrender. Paul Rogers, Emeritus Professor of Peace Studies at Bradford University. What did you make of Donald Trump's intervention? What should we read into it?
Well, it seems that in spite of his extraordinary comments about the Iranian supreme leader, he is really siding with the Israelis very much on this, more so than we expected. And the indications are, particularly because of movements of the American military, that the United States is prepared to take part in at least the destruction, the believed destruction of Iran's nuclear facilities, and particularly the very deeply buried plant at Fordo, which is essentially almost inside a mountain. So I think that's the change. And it's clear that Trump is now, well, quoted as calling for the complete unconditional surrender of Iran. And that isn't going to happen. The Iranians certainly aren't up for that. So we do have to watch whether there's now going to be an American direct involvement, as distinct from the considerable indirect involvement that they already have. And I think the next 24 hours will probably tell us whether we're going to see a big expansion, escalation of that particular war.
Is it possible that this is just the usual bluster from Donald Trump, or do you think we actually need to read more into this?
I think we probably do need to read more into this. It's what else is happening. A large number of air-to-air refueling jets, US Air Force jets, have been moved across the Atlantic from the United States through Britain and elsewhere into bases pretty close to the core of the Middle East, if you like. It's clear that there are, I think, something like six of these B-2 stealth bombers, the only ones that could carry this huge bomb, at Diego Garcia, which is a British possession, of course, in the Indian Ocean. And there are other indications that the United States is actually preparing the way for a major conflict. It already has one full carrier battle group in the area, and a second one, led by the aircraft carrier Nimitz, is on its way, and it's going to take probably two or three more days before it actually arrives in the vicinity in the Arabian Sea. So the United States is building up the forces for a major attack, and Trump, in a way, is preparing people for it by his rhetoric. But of course, he is so uncertain, so there seems to be such an instability in his makeup, particularly bad at present, one feels, that we simply don't know where we stand. But you put together the two things, the actual changes in the military movements and the rhetoric coming out more persistently from Trump, and that does look like the United States is prepared to enter the war directly in terms of trying to destroy Iranian nuclear facilities, even though the head of U.S. National Intelligence has said they do not believe that Iran is in the closing stages of developing nuclear weapons. So you could tell me where we are, but it seems to me we're red-heading in the direction of confrontation.
Serious confrontation. And I mean, we've heard lots of talk about potential regime change in Iran. I would have thought that this, if anything, is guaranteed to ensure there will not be regime change. I would have thought it will consolidate support in Iran for the regime.
I would think so. I mean, look at the famous examples of, quotes, regime change over the last 25 years. Afghanistan, the Taliban were going to be got rid of. They took full control 20 years later. Saddam Hussein, he will be got rid of. All would be well. They got rid of him, but all was not well. And even more so in Libya. So you've got three examples there of supposed beneficial regime change, which didn't happen. And I suspect that this would also be true of Iran. Yes, the Iranian regime of the Ayatollahs is unpopular among many Iranians, but Iran regards itself culturally as a very historic, ancient, but advanced country. Yeah. It's got 90 million people. It sees itself as a lead state of the Middle East. And it's not going to bow to Trump, I don't think, unless there's an exceptional change, which we just haven't factored in.
Just very finally, you sound quite worried as to where this is heading, Paul.
More than quite worried, yes. I think it's a very serious situation. You simply cannot trust the major players. We know pretty well what Netanyahu wants. He wants basically to be the lead player in the Middle East with every other country fearing him. We think we know what Trump wants, but who knows? Yes, I think it's a worrying time.
Paul Rogers, Emeritus Professor of Peace Studies at Bradford University. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.